B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Beis. We're going to start the very new Masechta, Masechta Sukkah, the first Perek Daf Beis Omed Aleph. And this Perek is going to discuss primarily the halachas of the dimensions of a Sukkah, how to build a Sukkah. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah shehi govoya lemailo me'esrim amo. A Sukkah which is higher than 20 amos high, the schach is higher than 20 amos off the ground, psula, the Tanakama say, the Sukkah is posel. And we'll see later in the Gemara why. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, however, Rabbi Yehuda says that even though the schach of the Sukkah is above 20 amos off the ground, nonetheless the Sukkah is kosher. Another halacha, v'she'eino govoya asoro tfochim, if the Sukkah is not at least 10 tfochim off the ground, if the schach is not got an airspace of at least 10 tfochim underneath it, or v'she'ein lo shloisha dofanois, if the Sukkah does not have three walls, or v'shechamoso meruba mitziloso, the amount of sunlight that the schach lets in is more than the amount of shade that the schach offers in the Sukkah, psula, then in any of these cases, the Sukkah is posel. Now, before the Gemara is going to go into the details and the reasons behind the halachas in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to ask a question regarding the formula used in the Mishnah. That in our Mishnah, it says, Sukkah shei gavoya lemailo me'esrim amo, psula. It just says, it's posel. However, elsewhere, tnan we learnt in the Mishnah, hosam, somewhere else in Maseches Eruvin at the beginning of the Masechta, there we're talking about a movui. A movui is an alleyway which is coming off a Roshus HaRabim, it's surrounded by three walls, it's open to the Roshus HaRabim, in order to be able to carry there, besides for having to make an Eruv, which will in effect mean that all the people sharing this Eruv are considered a single entity, besides for that, because of the risk of carrying from an area used by many people called a Movui, and the Roshus HaRabim, and that would be very serious, because the Movui in and of its own has the status, biblically, of a Roshus HaYochid. It's surrounded by three walls. And the Roshus HaRabim is the Roshus HaRabim, and carrying between them is seriously Asa. So the Chachomim said you have to make a sign at the entrance of the Movui to remind people not to carry from the Movui into the Roshus HaRabim. What sign would they use? Either a lechi, an upright post on the side of the Movui, on the side of the entrance, or a koira, a beam going across the top of the Movui. Now this beam, if it's higher than 20 amos, it's invalid. So Movui shu gavoya me'esrim amo. The Mishnah says that if the beam which is on the entrance of this Movui is above 20 amos off the floor of the entrance of the Movui, it doesn't say posel. It just says you should lower it and make sure that this kira, this beam, is within 20 amos off the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein tzorich, there again Rabbi Yehuda says, as he does here, that the 20 amos limit, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not the limit, and you can even put the kira above 20 amos. So the Gemara is asking, Maishno gabi sukkah, why regarding sukkah, the toni psula, does it just say the verdict, it's posel? Umaishno gabi movui, however, regarding the movui, toni tekanta, it tells you what to do about the problem, you should lower the kira. The Gemara is going to give a number of answers. Firstly, the Gemara says, sukkah do'iraisa toni psula. Because regarding sukkah, that it's min ha-teira, which means that we always already knew from Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, we always knew the correct height of a sukkah is up to 20 amos. That's not what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. The Mishnah is coming to tell us, if it's above, then it's posel, it's invalid, you haven't done the mitzvah the way you were supposed to. However, Movui, the Movui is only mid-Rabbonon, it's a rabbinical issue, needing to put this koira on top of the entrance of the Movui, and nobody ever told us where the right place to put it was. It's not like Sukkah, where we always knew, put the schach within 20 amos, and the Mishnah says, if it's above 20 amos, it's possible. Did anyone ever tell us where to put the koira? That's why the Mishnah says, if it's above 20 amos, lower it, because the appropriate place to put it is less than 20 amos off the ground. And therefore, since Durabonon, it's Toni Takanta, it tells us what we're actually supposed to do. Whereas in Sukkah, it doesn't need to tell us what we're supposed to do. We always knew what we were supposed to do. We just needed to know the halacha when you didn't do what you were supposed to do. V'iboy seima. Another explanation for the difference why by Sukkah it says posel and by Movui it says yamait. that it could be b'deiraisa nami toni takanto. It could be that even regarding a deiraisa, the Mishnah could have said, if it's too high, lower it. However, over here in the halachas of sukkah, miu sukkah denofish milsa, there are many details here in this Mishnah. Above 20 amos, lower than 10 tfochim, if it hasn't got three walls, if it's got too much sunlight, and therefore posik v'toni psula, it just makes it very straightforward. We know that there's an advantage of always teaching something in a derech katzara, in a short fashion, not to have too many details at once in one Mishnah. It's a Gemara in Psochim Daf Gimel. And therefore, posik v'toni, the Mishnah makes it very simple. You didn't follow the rules, posel it's posel. However, however, in the case of Mavui, that in that particular Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Erevin, there's not that many details there. Toni Takanta, the Mishnah can afford to say, you didn't do it right, lower it and give us the details. And now the Gemara is asking, Mino Hanamili, what would be the source that the ideal height of a sukkah is up to 20 amos? We learned in the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, if it's higher than 20 amos, it's posel, which means that the ideal height and the only valid height, according to the Rabbanon, is up to 20 amos. Why would that be the case? Mino Hanamili, and the Gemara is going to give three sources. Omar Rabba. Rabba gives the first source. To Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Leman Yeidu Deirei Seichem. The mitzvah of the sukkah is there, Leman Yeidu Deirei Seichem, in order that the future generations will know, Ki basukkah yiseishavti es b'nei Yisrael, that when you left Mitzrayim, you sat in sukkahs, Bohitzio yisomeretz Mitzrayim, when you left Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So when it says in the Pasuk, Leman Yeidu Deirei Seichem, that means that when you go in, the sukkah is supposed to make you aware of something. Leman Yeidu means that you should know. So the schach, which is the main integral part of the sukkah, is the schach. The sukkah is only called a sukkah because of the schach. So it must be that the schach is going to cause us an awareness. Ad esrim amo odom yodea shudar basukkah. If the schach is not higher than 20 amos, then the schach is low enough that we will notice the schach, and we will become aware of the schach, and then the schach will teach us the message of the sukkah. Lemailo me'esrim amo. If, however, the schach is higher than 20 amos, ein odom yodea shudar basukkah, then a person is not aware that he's in a sukkah, mishum delei sholta be'ena, because his eye is not able to see the schach. It's too high to normally see it. Of course, if you looked up, you'd probably notice it. But just walking into the sukkah, the schach above 20 amos is too high. It will not cause the necessary awareness, and therefore it's posel. That was Rabba's posuk. Rabbi Zeira Omar. Rabbi Zeira brings a different posuk. And on Rabba, we had no issue. There's no question against Rabba. Rabbi Zeira Omar. Rabbi Zeira says mehocha from a different posuk. The posuk says, in Pasuk in Yeshaya, the sukkah tier, that the sukkah should be letzel yoimam, for a shade in the day, mechayre from the heat, ulemachse, ulemister, mizerim, umimotor, and a protection from the rain. So Rabbi Zeira is saying, ad esrim amma, odom yeshuv betzel sukkah. Since it says in the Pasuk, the sukkah has to act as a source of shade. When the schach is too high, then you're not sitting in the shade of the schach, you're actually sitting in the shade of the walls. When the schach is lower down, then sitting in the sukkah means that you're in the shade of the schach. Ad esrim amo, the schach up till 20 amos, odom yeshev betzel sukkah, he's sitting in the shade of the sukkah. Lemailo me esrim amo, however, if the schach is above 20 amos, ein odom yeshev betzel sukkah, he's not actually sitting in the shade of the schach, ela betzel defanis. And if you actually were to take away the schach, if the sukkah was less than 20 amos, if you were to remove the schach, you would probably be sitting in the sunlight. However, if the sukkah is higher than, if the walls of the sukkah are higher than 20 amos, then the chances are that if you remove the schach, you'll still be in the shade, because you're sitting in the shade of the walls, not in the shade of the schach. And Abaya had an issue with this. Omar le Abaya. Abaya says that according to you, Rabbi Zeira, that the source that the sukkah, the schach, which is higher than 20 amos, is posel, is because you're not in the shade of the sukkah, then elo me'ato, ha'oise sukkosei ba'ashtoreis karnaim. What happens if you make a sukkah in the field between two mountains, and you have towering mountains on either side, and if you were to remove the schach, you will probably be sitting in the shade of the mountains not in the shade of the schach, even when the sukkah is lower than 20 amas high. Hachanami delei av sukkah, are you going to suggest that since there's shade coming from elsewhere, that the sukkah is going to be posel? We never heard such a thing. Omerle, so he answered back, Reb Zera said to Abaya, Hosom, in the case of the mountains, dal ashtaris karnaim ikatil sukkah. Were you to remove the two mountains on the side of this field, then you would be sitting in the shade of the sukkah, which means that intrinsically the tzchach of the sukkah could be offering you shade. It just happens to be there's something even higher than the sukkah, which is overshadowing that. But the tzchach could give you the shade. And therefore it's okay. Hocha, however, a sukkah which is higher than 20 amos, dal defanus, were you to remove the walls, leketzel sukkah. Then the schach, which is so high above the ground, above where the person is sitting, the schach would not offer him shade. And the only shade he has is because of the walls, not from the schach, and therefore it's possible. So that's how Reb Zera answered Abaya's question. And now for the third source, Rava says, Rava Omar Mehocha, different posuk. It says, Basukka is teishu shivas yomim. What type of sukkah should you sit in? A type of sukkah which is generally only needed to be used for 7 days. The Yontav of Sukkot is only 7 days. Omra Torah, the Torah meant to tell us that kol shivas yomim, for 7 days, tzei midiras kva, leave your permanent homes, v'shev bediras arai, and dwell in temporary homes. And that's what it means. It's a type of sukkah which is a 7 day type of dwelling. Ad esrim amar, a sukkah which is up to 20 amas high, odam oisa dirose diras aroi. It doesn't need such strong foundations, and it is a temporary type of a building. Lemailom esrim amar, however, were the sukkah to be higher than 20 amas, ein odam oisa dirose diras aroi, it needs much more permanent type of foundations to keep the sukkah up, and therefore it's not considered a temporary dwelling. Elo diras kva, it's considered a permanent dwelling. And since it's a permanent dwelling, it's not included in what the Pasuk says, Basukah is teishu shivas yomim, that the type of dwelling you're living in is a type of dwelling that does not need to stand for more than 7 days. Omale Abaya, Abaya questions Rava. Elo me'ato, according to you, Abaya, according to you, Rava, that you understand the fact that the Pasuk says, Basukah is teishu shivas yomim, to tell us that it's a type of construction that wouldn't really stand for more than 7 days. What happens if a person makes an iron sukkah, walls of iron, less than 20 amas high? And that's certainly a permanent type of structure. You can't do that without proper foundations. And he puts schach on top of these iron walls. Are you going to suggest, Abaya, that, are you going to suggest that the sukkah is possible? Omar Le, Rav answered Tabaya, Hochekua minaloch, this is what I'll tell you. Ad chof amo, a sukkah that's less than 20 amas high, dodom oisa diroso diras arai. It's low enough that you could make such a sukkah as a temporary dwelling. Ki ovid le diras kva, if you choose to make it into a permanent fixture by making iron walls or any other type of permanent walls, naminofik yu yetza, it's okay. However, a structure, a sukkah, which is higher than 20 amos, da'odom oisa dirose diras kva, that anybody is normally going to make such a sukkah only as a permanent structure, not as a temporary one. Ovid le diras arai, even if you manage to make it that high with a temporary type of structure, nami lo nofik, you're not being yoitza. And this answer that Rava gave to Abaya, how to understand Basukah is teishu shivas yomim, is a little bit of a weak answer. Abaya's question is a very strong question. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah it has to be a temporary dwelling. It just says that the sukkah you have to sit in, you only have to sit in it for 7 days. So Rava is going to remain questionable, as we're about to see in the Gemara. However, Reb Zera, the question Abaya asked Reb Zera, that if you need the shade of the schach, you won't have it if you're between two mountains, and Reb Zera answered that I am in the shade of the schach, it just happens to be that I'm also in the shade of the mountains, that's a very good answer to Abaya's question, and therefore Reb Zera's opinion is withheld much stronger than Rava's. Let's see the Gemara. Kulhu karaba loy omru. We can understand why Reb Zera and Rava didn't want to learn that the source, that sukkah has to be less than 20 amos, is from Leman Yeidu Deiroseichem, which Rabbah said, which we understood means that the future generations, Leman Yeidu, they should be aware, Ki Basukkah Seishavti, that you're sitting in a sukkah, and awareness of the schach is only if the schach is not higher than 20 amos. We can understand why the others, Reb Zeira and Rava, didn't say that way. Hahu yedia l'doyer is he. Because over there it could be that it doesn't mean leman yedu doyer seichem, that when the future generations are in the sukkah, they will be aware and conscious of the schach. That's not what the pasuk means. It could be what it means is that you have the Yom Tov of Sukkos in order that future generations should be aware and remember that there was when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He took us out of Mitzrayim surrounded by the Ananiah, covered by the clouds. And therefore this pasuk is not necessarily teaching us something about the consciousness you have to have and awareness you have to have whilst under the schach. We can understand why Rabbah and Rava did not want to learn that the source that a sukkah should be less than 20 amos is like Reb Zeira, who learns it out from the pasuk that the sukkah tia letzeil yomim, the sukkah will be a shade for you during the day, because that pasuk hahu liyamos hamashiach hu d'ksiv is not talking about the every year Yom Tov of Sukkos, that you should be in a sukkah which is giving you shade from the schach. No, it's saying that when Mashiach comes, we are going to be shaded in a type of a sukkah that's going to protect us from the sun. However, Reb Zeira himself, he was not bothered with that question. He also knew that the pasuk is talking about when Mashiach comes. However, he said that im kein le mikra, the pasuk could have just said v'chupa tia l'tzeil yomim, that there'll be a type of a covering over us when Mashiach comes that will protect us. Mai v'suka tia l'tzeil yomim. Why did the pasuk telling us about the shade that's going to be offered from the sun, is it using the term sukkah? Shamas minotarati. Indeed, it's teaching us two things. Number one, whenever you have a sukkah, namely every year in the Yom Tov of Sukkos, make sure that you're getting the shade from the schach, and the schach is not too high. It's also telling us that when Mashiach comes, we will be protected from the sun. Karova nami lo omri. And the Gemara is now saying that Rabbah and Reb Zeira, the reason they didn't want to use the source that Rava had of Basukei Seishu Shivas Yomim, Mishum Kashya Da Abaya, because of what Abaya asked. And as we said before, that the question Abaya asked Reb Zeira wouldn't have bothered Rabbah and Rava. Reb Zeira had a good answer. However, the question Abaya asked Rava is actually a question that would have bothered Rabbah and Reb Zeira. And Abaya says that if you're learning out from the Pasuk that it has to be a temporary abode, and not be able to stand more than 7 days, then a sukkah made of iron, that should be possible. And so Rava did give some answer to that. Rava said that it's the height, that you could have done it with a temporary type of structure, but all this it doesn't really say in the pasuk, and therefore Rabba and Reb Zeira chose not to learn from the pasuk that Rava brought, that a sukkah has to be up to 20 amos high. That's how Tosfos explains this. Continues the Gemara, and now we're going to have three opinions, three, so to speak, exclusions. So far all we've learned is that a sukkah, which is higher than 20 amos, is possible. We're now going to have three amiroim who are going to tell us certain cases where that halacha would not apply, and even if it's higher than 20 amos, the Tanakama will agree that it's kosher. And we have to understand, these three opinions, are they following Rabba's source, Leman Yedu Deiroseichem, Reb Zeira's source of Basukah Tia Letzeil Yomim, or Rava's source of Basukah Yisteishu Shivas Yomim? So the Gemara is saying, Kaman Oz Lehoda Omer Reb Yashia Omer Rav. Actually, all these three Amiroim are going to be in the name of Rav. And they seem to be a contradiction, and it's obviously different Amiroim who said things in the name of Rav. Each one heard or understood what Rav said in his way. So Reb Yashia, what did Reb Yashia say in the name of Rav? That machleikus b'she'en defanis magiyis l'schach. If the walls don't actually rise up and go and reach the schach, then, if that means if there's a gap between the top of the wall and the schach, then there's a machleikus Reb Yehuda and the Chachomim, and according to the Chachomim, if the schach is higher than 20 amos, the sukkah is possible. Avol defanis magiyis l'schach, but if the walls actually reach the schach all the way up, afilu lemaylo me'esrim amo, even if it's the schach is higher than 20 amos, ksheira the Tanakama will agree to Reb Yehuda, the sukkah is kosher. And the Gemara is saying, Kaman, who would this, according to which reasoning would this make sense? Says the Gemara, Karabba. What was Rabba's source that sukkah has to be no higher than 20 amos? Karabba de Omar Mishum de Leishal Toba'ena. Rabba said, you learn that from the Pasuk Leman Yedu de Yoseichem, that when going into the sukkah, the schach should give you an awareness that you're in the sukkah. And the Tanakama hold that schach that's too high, you won't be aware that you're under the schach. However, that's only if the schach is suspended somehow, or is on poles high up above the walls of the sukkah. But if the walls of the sukkah are actually running all the way up till the schach, that would attract a person's attention, a person's eyes follows up the wall until the top of the wall, and if the schach is on top of the walls, then he will be aware and pay attention to the schach, and it will be kosher. Karabba de Omar Mishum de Leishal Tabaena, given the Tfanis Magies Leschach, since the walls reach the Schach, Mishlat Shal Tabaena, a person's eye will pay attention to the Schach, and therefore it's kosher. So Rabbi Yashi is Halacha that says that if the Tfanis Magies Leschach, if the walls reach the Schach, it's kosher, even according to the Tanakama, even when it's higher than 20 Amos, is following Rabba's source of Lemanyedu de Rosechem. Let's move to Amora number 2. Kaman Ozla Hoda Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav. What did Rav Huna say in the name of Rav? He said that Machlekas, the whole Machlekas, whether a sukkah higher than 20 amas, schach higher than 20 amas, is kosher or not, is only b'she'ein bo elo arba amis al arba amis. If the sukkah is not larger than 4 by 4 amis, then indeed there is a maximum height, which is 20 amos. Aval yesh bo yoisi me'arba amos al arba amos. If the sukkah is wider and larger than 4 by 4 amos, then the minimum height goes up, which means, that not the minimum height, that means the amount that, the maximum height, I should say, that means the lowest point, that from that point on, the sukkah would be possible, it gets moved, and afilu lemailu me'asim amok sheira, and even schach, which is higher than 20 amos, is still kosher. Which logic would that be following? Kaman k'Reb Zeira. It would be following what Reb Zeira said. Da'omar mishum tzeil hu. Reb Zeira said that a sukkah, which is higher than 20 amos, then when you're sitting so far away from the, so far down away from the schach, you're not being shaded by the schach, you're being shaded by the walls. But that's only if it's a narrow sukkah of up to four amos wide. But if you have a wider sukkah, then obviously the wider the sukkah is, the more the schach will be shading and not the walls. And therefore, according to Abzera, we can understand what Rav Huna said, that in the name of Rav, that if the sukkah is wider, then even though the schach is above 20 amos, it's still kosher. The kiven de Ravicha, since the sukkah is wider and more spacious, ikatzel sukkah, then the person is actually being covered and shaded by the schach, not the walls, and it's kosher. Now for the third amira. Kaman oz lehada omar Rav Chonon bar Rabba omar Rav. Rav Chonon bar Rabba said in the name of Rav, very similar to what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, and we'll soon see what they were actually arguing about. But Rav Chonon bar Rabba said that machlekes, the whole argument between Rav Yehuda and the Chachomim, if a sukkah above 20 amos is possible or not, is only b'she'eino machzekes elo k'dei roishe v'rubay v'shulchonoi. If the sukkah is not more than 7 by 7 tfochim, enough space for a person's head, most of his body, and a tefach of a table, which is the minimum size sukkah. Nobody says a sukkah smaller than that is kosher. So if you've got a minimum size sukkah, then a schach, which is more than 20 amos, is possible. However, if the sukkah is wider than that minimum amount of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, even if it's higher than 20 amos, it's still kosher. And the Gemara says, Kman, who is this following? Deloy kechad, according to neither opinion. Because according to Rabba, who says that if it's so high, you don't pay attention to it because it's too far away from the person, well, that wouldn't make a difference whether it's how wide the sukkah is. We saw before in Rabbi Yashia that if the walls follow all the way up to the schach, then that would help, but how wide the sukkah is, that wouldn't make a difference. And Reb Zeiro says that you need to be in the shade of the sukkah. If it's wider than 7 tfachim, you're still not in the shade of the schach. And Ravu says that it has to be a diras arai, then if it's so high, it's above 20 amas, even if it's wider than your 7 tfachim, it's still a diras kva and will be posel. And obviously, so this, what Rav Chanan bar Abba said in the name of Rav, there must be another reason, another source that would explain why it should be true, but it's none of the three amiroim, Rabba, Reb Zeira, and Rava that we mentioned before. Says the Gemara, Bishleima de Reb Yashia, Pliga de Reb Huna, Reb Chanan bar Rabba. We can understand that Reb Yashia, who said that when does the Chachomim say that even above 20 amos, it's kosher, is when the Defano is a Magia is Lischach, is when the walls are actually reaching the schach, we can understand why Rabbi Ashiya said something fundamentally different to both Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba, that both of them, they said that it depends how wide the sukkah is. According to Rav Huna, if it's wider than 4 amas, then it's kosher even above 20 amas. And according to Rav Chanan bar Rabba, it's if it's wider than 7 tfachim. Well, that means they said it's dependent on how wide the sukkah is. Rabbi Ashiya says it's nothing to do with how wide it is. It's to do whether the schach reaches the walls. That means the walls go all the way up to the schach. So we can understand why Rabbi Ashiya had a very different approach or a different understanding as to when the Chachomim will agree that a sukkah above 20 amos is kosher, because he held that the inu that they, which is Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba, they said, Koyoiv Shi'ura b'moshcha, they said that it's dependent on how wide the sukkah is, that if it's wide enough, then it's kosher above 20 amas. V'ihu, but here Rabbi Ashiya said, Loi Koyoiv Shi'ura b'moshcha, he said it doesn't depend on how wide the sukkah is, rather it depends on whether the walls reach the schach. Then we can understand that, because Rabbi Ashiya is basing his understanding on what Rabba said, that it depends on Sholta Boyena, whether a person will be conscious and aware and see the schach. So seeing the schach, it makes no difference how wide the sukkah is. It only makes a difference if the walls reach the schach. Elo Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan bar Rabba. But Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba, it could well be that they both come from a similar understanding as to what determines whether a sukkah above 20 amos will be kosher. And what it actually depends on is it the minimum size sukkah? And only there, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachomim said above 20 amos is possible. But if it's more than the minimum size sukkah, only then the Chachomim will agree that if it's higher than 20 amos, it will still be kosher. So the Machlekes is not how to understand and what source we have for a sukkah above 20 amos being possible. Rather, it's a local Machlekes, what's the minimum size shear of a sukkah? Name it could be that behechsha sukkah kamifligi. They're just arguing what's the minimum smallest size sukkah which is kosher. Demar sovar hechsha sukkah ba'arba amis. Rav Huna, he held that the minimum size sukkah is 4 amis by 4 amis, and therefore he said that only when it's a minimum size sukkah, then the schach, if above 20 amis, will be posel. And Umar Sovar and Rav Chanan bar Rabba will say, Hechsha sukkah b'machzeka sreisha v'rubi v'shulchono. He'll say that the minimum size sukkah is 7 by 7 tfachim, and therefore he'll say in a similar type of logic that the Chachomim only said that schach above 20 amas is possible is if it's the minimum size sukkah. But if it's anything larger, that means both Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba will agree that any sukkah which is wider than the minimum size sukkah, then it will be kosher even above 20. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. Says the Gemara, Loi. No. The Kule Alma, it could be that everybody agrees, Hechsha Sukkar, Roishe Verubay Vushulchone. Everybody agrees that that means both Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba, it could be they both hold that the minimum size Sukkah is 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. And so what are they arguing about? Vahacha Bahacha Mifligi. They're arguing as follows. The Marasovar. So Rav Chanan bar Rabba will say that a minimum size sukkah, which is 7 tfachim, that's where the Chachomim say more than 20 amas is possible. But if it's larger than the minimum size sukkah, then the Chachomim will agree for some reason that we don't really know what that reason is, as we saw before, but for some reason it would be kosher. Umar Sovar, however, Rav Huna will say that even though the minimum size sukkah is, he'll agree, is 7 tochim by 7 tochim, nonetheless, he'll say that miroishay v'rubay v'shulchonoy ad dalad amis pligi. He'll say that even though the minimum size sukkah is 7 by 7, nonetheless, the Chachomim will still argue with Rabbi Yehuda and say that the schach above 20 amos is possible even if it's larger than the minimum size sukkah, provided that it's not larger than 4 amos. Aval, and that could be, as we said before, that the reason would be because of the shade, that if it's up, if it's more than 4 amos wide, then you're getting the shade of the schach, or it could be some other reason. But if it's wider than 4 amos, then everybody, the Chachomim, will agree to Rabbi Yehuda that a sukkah above 20 amos will be kosher. That means don't determine from the machlekas you saw here between Rav Chanon bar Abba and Rav Huna that they're actually arguing what the minimum size sukkah is. That's not necessarily the case. Continues the Gemara. Meisve, we're now going to ask a question against Rav Huna and Rav Chanon bar Abba, that they both say that a wider sukkah is kosher, even above 20 amos, even according to the Chachomim. We're going to seem to have proof against that. So what do we see in the Braisa? Sukkah shi gavoya lamayla me'esim amo psula of Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, that we saw so far in the Mishnah. The Braisa adds in, ad arboim v'chamishim amo, Rabbi Yehuda says that if the sukkah is up to 40, 50 amos, it's still kosher. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, and this is, we have in the Braisa, we didn't have this in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is now going to prove that the halacha is like he says, that even above 20 amos, the sukkah is kosher. Where's he proving it from? From Maisa Behilani Amalka, there was the queen Hilani, where there was an incident, Belud, in the place of Lud. Shahoyisa sukkoso gavoya me'esrim amo. Her sukkah was higher than 20 amos. And the elders, they were in and out of this sukkah. They didn't tell her that it was possible. So it seems they agreed with her, the sukkah is kosher. And if the sukkah is kosher, well, we'll soon see. But that is what Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachomim. They said, you Chachomim say that a sukkah higher than 20 amos is possible. How can it be? The Chachomim didn't say anything to Hilani Amalka. Omruloi. The Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have a proof. Mishom Raya, that's your proof. Number one, Isha Ha'isa, Upturu min HaSukkah. She was a woman. A woman doesn't need to sit in the sukkah. The Chachomim say that the elders knew that the sukkah was possible. Why they didn't say anything? Why should they say anything? It was only for her. She doesn't need to be in the sukkah. She can sit in a possible sukkah as well. Omar Lohen, Rabbi Yehuda responded back to the Chachomim, V'halu Shiva Bonim Havula. There were 7 children with her. She had 7 children, 7 sons with her. Va'oid, and not, we'll soon see what this va'oid is, but not only that, kol ma'aseh lo yo'aseh ela al pi chachomim. She would follow everything the Chachomim told her to do. And since her 7 sons with her were with her, she had to educate them, they were chayiv in sukkah. Why did the Rabbanon not say anything to her, even though the sukkah was higher than 20 amos? So it must be, says Rabbi Yehuda, I have proof that a sukkah higher than 20 amos is kosher, not like you, Tanakama. Says the Gemara, Loma li lemisna v'oid kol ma'aseh le'osa el al pi chachomim. Why did Rabbi Yehuda have to say, why wasn't it sufficient that Rabbi Yehuda told her, the Chachomim, that she had sons that had to be in the sukkah? Why did Rabbi Yehuda have to add on, not only does she have sons, but she also follows what the Chachomim say? Says the Gemara, Hochi komarlu. This is what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Ki soim rubonim k'tanim hoyu, uk'tanim p'turim in asukah. Are you going to say that her sons were very young, and they were under the age of bar mitzvah, and therefore they were exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah? Says Rabbi Yehuda, kiven the shiva havu, since there were 7 sons, it must be there was at least one of the 7 children that was old enough that he didn't need his mother. We're going to see later on in Masech HaSukkah that a child that's old enough that he doesn't need to cling to its mother is a child that's old enough that you have to educate him. He's not chayev in and of its own right min atayra because he's a minor, but the zechiyuv of chinuch. V'chitemru, and are you going to say, says Rabbi Yehuda, that katan she'en etzerach li'imoy midrabbonon hu d'mechayev? Are you going to say that the requirement of a child to be in the sukkah, even if he's old enough that he doesn't need his mother every minute, but that's only a rabbinical requirement and not a biblical one, which is true? V'ihi bidrabbonon li'mashkecha. And you're going to suggest and say that she wasn't interested in doing the mitzvah derabbanon of making sure a child was in the sukkah. Are you going to suggest that? And possibly that would explain why the Chachomim didn't find it necessary to say anything to her, because the children were too young. Toshima v'oid kol maseo le'os el al pi Chachomim. So Rabbi Yehuda added on, no, we know that Helen Yamalka would follow all the rabbinical requirements as well. And since we know that she would follow the rabbinical requirements, and she had seven sons, and at least one of them was old enough that rabbinically was required to be in the sukkah, so why did the Chachomim not say the sukkah is possible? It's too high. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's my proof that even above 20 amos, it's kosher. That is what we saw in the Braisa. And that's how the Gemara explains the Braisa. And now the Gemara is saying, Bishleima kuntur biashia lemando oma b'she'en defanois magiais l'schach machloikas. If you say the machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, whether the sukkah which is higher than 20 amos is possible or not, is a sukkah where the walls do not reach the schach, then it makes sense. Darko shel malko leishiv b'sukkah she'en defanois magiais l'schach. It's very common for a queen to be in a sukkah where there's a gap between the walls and the schach, mishum avira, to let the fresh air into the sukkah, and therefore she was in a type of sukkah where there was a gap between the walls and the schach, and the schach was above 20 amas high. So Rabbi Yehuda had a good proof. Why did the Chachomim not say anything to her? It must be that, it says Rabbi Yehuda, that those elders held that the halacha is like him, Rabbi Yehuda, that schach above 20 amas is kosher. So then the Braisa makes sense. Elo lemando oma basuka ktano machloikas. But if you say like Rav Huna and Rav Chanon bar Rabba that they suggested, that the whole machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim in the Mishnah, is only on a minimum size sukkah, or let's not call it a minimum size sukkah, even up to 4 amis, but above 4 amis sukkah, everybody agrees. That means everybody, also Rav Huna and also Rav Chanon bar Rabba, agree that even according to the Tanakhama in the Mishnah, above 20 amis, it's still kosher. V'chidarko shel marko leishiv basukkah ktano. A queen doesn't sit in a tiny sukkah. She obviously had a wide sukkah. And if she had a wide sukkah, then according to Rav Huna and according to Rav Chanon bar Rabba, they both held that even according to the Tanakhama, a schach above 20 amos is kosher. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's proof? Rabbi Yehuda is saying to the Tanakhama, he's saying, I've got proof from these elders that halacha is like me, from Hillel Yamalka. Hillel Yamalka was in a wide sukkah. Even Tanakhama agree in a wide sukkah it's kosher, at least according to Rav Huna and Rav Chanon bar Rabba. Answers the Gemara, Omar Rabba bar Rav Ada, lo nitzrecho elo lesukkah hasuyo kitoinyos kitoinyos. The way Rav Huna and Rav Chanon bar Rabba will have to explain that even though this was a queen in the sukkah, but in the queen's sukkah, the main part of the sukkah, the main chamber, was a larger sukkah. However, there were some smaller cubicles on the side, and in those smaller cubicles is where she was sitting, and her children were sitting with her. And since the children were sitting with her in the small cubicles that were which were adjacent to the sukkah, therefore, it was considered a small sukkah, and it wasn't really such a small sukkah. We'll soon see. It was a cubicle, a small cubicle off a larger sukkah, but in this small part of the sukkah, it had the halachas of a small sukkah, and indeed, in that area, it would have been a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim in the Mishnah, whether lemailo me'esrim amo is kosher, and indeed, Rabbi Yehuda would have a good proof that it's kosher. Asks the Gemara, v'chidarko shel malko leishiv b'sukkah asuya kitoinyos kitoinyos. The Gemara first thought that when Rabbi Bar Rav Ada said that we're talking about a sukkah of cubicles, we're talking about a sukkah made of lots of small cubicles, and then the question comes back that a queen doesn't sit in a sukkah with just small cubicles. Omer Rav Ashi says, lo nitzrecho elo lekitoinyos shebo. We're talking about a large sukkah fit for a queen, but there were some side rooms. There was a cubicle coming off it with where she would sit. And that's already appropriate. It would be more modest for her to sit in one of a side niche, a little cubicle, and not in the main area of the sukkah. And since in that small cubicle, which is joined to the big sukkah, it's considered a small sukkah, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would have proof. You can see it's above 20 amos, it's small, and in this circumstance, it is appropriate for a queen to sit there because it's joined to a larger sukkah. Why did the Chachomim not say anything? It must be that they agree that Lamaila Me'esrim Amo is kosher. So the Gemara says, Rabbanon Sovra, the Rabbanon themselves, how will they understand? How will they make sense of this story? They will say, Boneo Basukam Aliyah Havayosva. They will say that the reason that the elders didn't say anything was because she was sitting in the cubicle. She didn't have to be in a big sukkah. She's a woman. The children were sitting in the big sukkah. In the big sukkah, since it's a wider sukkah, according to Rav Huna and Rav Chanon Bar Rabba, even L'mayla Me'esrim Amo will be kosher even according to the Chachomim. V'i Yosu B'Ketonyos Mishum Tznyusa. She was sitting in the little cubicle, which is more modest. U'mishum Hocha Le'omri L'odova. And that's why the elders didn't say anything to her. Rabbi Yehuda Sova, however, Rabbi Yehuda, who did bring proof from that incident that a sukkah above 20 amos is kosher, he holds Sovar Boneo Gabo Havayosva, that her children, her seven sons, were with her in those small cubicles. And the Mefarshim discuss how it's possible to have a small cubicle, according to Rav Huna, it's 7x7 tvochim, not more. And how can you get 7x7 tvochim? How do you get seven kids in there is a challenge. The Mefarshim here discuss that. But according to Rav Yehuda, and he holds that her children were with her in that cubicle, and that small cubicle had the halacha of a small sukkah to the point that a schach above 20 amos, according to the Chachomim in the Mishnah, the Tanakam in the Mishnah, indeed the sukkah will be posel. Nonetheless, the sages didn't say anything to her. So Rabbi Yehuda brought proof from there that those sages hold like he does, that sukkah l'may l'me'esrim amo is kosher. And in Mirat Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.